The Wyoming Primary Care Annual Conference takes place in Casper, May 3rd through the 5th, and will bring together healthcare providers from around the state. Chief Cancer Control Officer for the American Cancer Society, Dr. Richard Wender, will be speaking at the conference. He joined Wyoming Public Radio's Caroline Ballard to talk about the state's cancer risks and what the American Cancer Society is doing to address them.
Each year in Wyoming, about 2,780 residents develop cancer and about 960 people die from the disease. But remember that there are many additional people who are living with cancer. So that those numbers just tell you the important events of a new cancer or obviously a death due to cancer, but they don't capture the thousands of additional people who are cancer survivors living in the state.
How does that compare to other states?
You know, the rates are fairly comparable, fairly average, but one of the challenges in Wyoming is the fact that it's a frontier state. Distances are great, so that keeping up with cancer screening rates, for example, is not so easy, and people don't always get all of the cancer care that they should. In other words, there are some unique barriers faced in the frontier states that more urban populated states don't face.
Are there other specific problems Wyoming deals with when it comes to cancer risk?
I don't know the absolute tobacco rates in Wyoming, but I know that they're not among the lowest. So there's still far more tobacco use than there should be. And one of the other concerns we have that we're seeing in rural and frontier America, all over the country, but certainly in rural states, is elevated rates of overweight and obesity. An epidemic of under-exercise and overeating is occurring across the nation, and as an entire country, we now have obesity rates across the population as high as 36%, and the percent of people who are overweight is well over 65%. So that's a challenge we face everywhere, and Wyoming is facing that epidemic as well.
Most people know that smoking causes cancer. How much do those other lifestyle choices, like overeating and low exercise and those kinds of habits, how do those impact cancer risk?
One of the challenges that we must overcome is this lack of awareness that what you eat, how much you eat, how much you exercise, what you weigh, have an enormous impact on your risk for many diseases, including cancer. A lot of people know it relates to heart disease and diabetes, but they're unaware of just how important it is as a cancer risk. In fact, obesity and overweight are just behind tobacco as causes of cancer in the nation. And in certain populations, overweight and obesity are actually more important.
What do you think it'll take for the kind of awareness that people have about smoking causing cancer, for that to come into something like obesity?
We have a lot of work to do to increase awareness. We've done some research in this, and one of the responses that we've heard at times about overweight and obesity in association with cancer and what you eat in association with cancer is a sense of lack of control. There's nothing I can do about it. But I think that's a rather natural human response, particularly for a problem that is so difficult to deal with, like what foods you eat and how much joy and pleasure unhealthy foods give some people, and they've never really had a healthy eating habit, so they don't know how enjoyable that can be and how much better they feel when they're healthy and thin and exercising regularly. So, you know, I have a lesson in public health that I really believe in, and the only way we get things done are to be relentless, to be persistent, and we don't stop trying until we're successful. So this is not news. We've known about the association of what you eat and how much you exercise with your cancer risk. But as the obesity rates have gone higher and higher, we need to invest more energy, more time, and more of our focus in educating the public about this association.
Can you explain a little bit about the American Cancer Society's HEAL, or Healthy Eating and Active Living Environments? What is that?
You know, when I took over as our chief cancer control officer 3 years ago, we called our program Nutrition and Physical Activity, and it related to guidelines about what you should eat and how much you should exercise. And believe me, those guidelines are still important. But my colleagues and I recognized that if you just tell people what to eat, that hasn't been very successful. Most people are pretty good at figuring out that a big plate of ice cream, a side of cake, or cheese fries and a hamburger for dinner are not the best choices, and they know that fruits and vegetables would be healthier. But for lots of reasons, they're not making those choices. So we recognize that the root causes of overweight and obesity really reside in our communities and where we live, and in very complex interactions between our income, our educational level, the availability of healthy foods, the availability of attractive and safe places to be active. So that's why we've changed our focus to creating, helping to build healthier communities, and we call the program HEAL, Healthy Eating and Active Living Environments. So we're really excited to be coming to Wyoming. I'm excited about coming to Wyoming and speaking at the Primary Care Association Annual Conference about this interaction between where people live, where they work, where they play, where they pray, where they learn, and what they eat and how active they are, all of which combine to affect overweight and obesity rates and ultimately the cancer risk.
Dr. Richard Wender is the Chief Cancer Control Officer for the American Cancer Society. Thank you so much for taking the time today.
You're very welcome.